www.irg.ca.
BC211, in partnership with the United Way, is pleased to announce the launch of 211 service for Metro Vancouver, Squamish, Lillooet, and Fraser Valley regional districts. 211 is a free, multilingual, 24-hour telephone service available 365 days a year. We offer information on social, community, and government services, and we can help you connect to those services. You can also visit our website at www.bc211.ca to search within your region. So, whether you're a service provider, someone looking for help, or simply curious about what BC211 can do for you, just dial 211.
All right, we're back. Did you want to read one of these public service announcements, Lauren McNeil, while we get Helen Daniels online?
Okay. So we got a public service announcement here on March 4th. Oh, it runs until March 4th. So the 23rd annual Festival du Bois. Celebrate Quebec's music, dance, food, crafts, culture, and more festival. Visit the workshops and the interactive exhibits. View the lifestyle of Francophones in BC, their culture, and history. This festival will be held in Mackin Park in Maillardville, BC, near Coquitlam. The dates will be Saturday and Sunday, March 3rd and 4th this year. Admission is $8 for a student per day, $12 for adults. Need more information? Go to festivaldubois.ca.
All right. We have Helen Daniels on the line. Are you there? Hello.
I am there. Hi.
Great. So how are things with Arts Connect? And maybe for those people who don't know what Arts Connect is, maybe give a quick explanation.
Sure. I'd love to. Arts Connect is your regional arts council. So basically, we serve Coquitlam, Port Moody, Anmore, and Belcarra. And our role is to, well, part of our mandate is to promote arts and culture. So we're all about engaging people in the arts, whether as participants themselves or audience members or sponsors. We just love the arts.
And so you have Pachachka coming up. I presented there and had the honor to do so through Arts Connect. And maybe explain what that's about and who's coming on.
Okay, well, this will be our sixth volume, so that means that this will we've already done five over the last year and a half. So basically, it's about we have got presenters lined up, about 10 presenters or so, who are going to talk to us about what inspires them or what their passion is. And some of it's in the realm of the arts, or it can be in other type of adventures as well. So I just, you know, really think it's a cool event because it's people telling their stories from the heart and just sharing something that's special to them. And so we, you know, encourage people to come to it because then they might get be encouraged, they might be inspired themselves to come and, you know, apply to be a presenter. So basically, it's happening next Monday, February 20th. It starts at 7:30, and it's at the Evergreen Cultural Center, just 1205 Pine Tree Way in Coquitlam. And people can get tickets and more information through our website, www.artsconnect.ca. And something that's particularly special about this one is that we're helping to kick off Global Pecha Kucha Week. And so that's what they've, I think there are over 50 cities that week are going to be having special events, and the whole idea is about celebrating your city. So in that vein, we're going to kick it off with somebody from Second Story Theater who's going to do some improv for us. We're going to, the whole event is really, you know, it's about people showing 20 slides for 20 seconds each. So we're going to have some a special thing happening at the beginning where we'll have 20 slides up and then people can call stop when they get to one that they want to know more about, and what'll happen is that there'll be an improv skit put on right then and there.
So well, like right in the presentation?
Yeah.
Wow. That's totally that's new.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, so it'll be we haven't done it before, so it's always exciting when you haven't you know, just to see how it'll go, but you know, Graham Meyer of Second Story, he's a pro at this, so he's I mean, improv is his game, right? So I'm sure it'll be fun. So we've got some great presenters lined up. One of them is Francesca Sabea Anastasi. She's a instructor, a dance instructor and choreographer, and she's helped build community through through art and through dance, I should say, and has got some great things to show us there. She did a shimmy mob, but I'm not going to say any more about that. People will have to just come and see what that's
like. Shimmy. Oh, wow.
Instead of a flash mob, it was a shimmy mob.
Oh, okay. This mob thing is really catching on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit of a different one. Another presenter is Adam Popowitz, and he was actually on stage recently at the Inlet Theater with Pacifica. So that's a band that he's involved with locally, and so he's going to tell us about just a bit about what his stories of his life in music, from playing in the high school Battle of the Bands to opening for Feist at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Feist.
Yeah, so I mean, the other thing that we emphasize is these are local people, like it's our neighbors and our friends that are doing this, and it helps us to get to know something, first of all, to connect with some new people in the community that we might not have otherwise, and also for the ones that we already know, we get to learn more about them. Gaetan Royer is also, he's actually coming back for a second time. This is, we haven't really done this before, but he did a great presentation last fall, about a year ago, I guess. And he's coming back because he is intrigued by the idea of green spaces being created out of repurposed bridges.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he has seen this examples of this for other places.
Oh, yeah.
Other places in the world. So he's going to show some slides about that and talk about it. And I think he's kind of touting this as an idea for the Portman Bridge.
Oh, that would be pretty wild. We could have concerts on there, and that man, no one would, like, hear us. Oh, man.
Oh, I know. I mean, it would be great. Like, he says, well, we're told to recycle pop cans and pop bottles and stuff like that. Well, why can't we recycle a bridge?
Yeah, were they gonna deconstruct it, or is there any plan for it? Because the whole deconstruction process is like another environment killer on its own, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, and that's the whole idea. The plan is right now that they are going to take the old bridge down. And Gaetan is an architect and designer, and he works with Metro Vancouver now.
And that'd be a gosh. He's not with the city anymore? The city of Port Moody?
Not with the city of Port Moody, no. He used to be the city manager, but now he's taken up a new post a few months ago with Metro Vancouver.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. And then Michelle Ann Richard is our musical guest. And she sings in a number of languages, so she's going to kick off the second half. So what we do is have about six presenters, and then our famous beer break, and then we get started again with our musical guest. And a few of the other presenters, Bob Crockett is the marketing instructor at Crockett College.
Yeah, he used to be with BC Hydro. I remember that name, I think.
Do you remember him? Because he actually helped us about probably 7 or 8 years ago come up with our new name of Arts Connect.
Wasn't he part of ISEC at one point?
Possibly.
Yeah, wow. Well, I recognize the name, so.
Yeah. Well, come on out and see him.
There you go. Well, this is your life, Bob.
Yeah. Okay. And then another one is Steve Cady. He's a local fellow who's an animator and mentor. And he'll talk about his, inspiration and his experiences in his field. I don't have any quick names handy here, but he's worked on some big name film projects, animated projects.
Oh, wow, exciting. I can't wait. I wish Monday was here.
Yeah,
well, not right
now
because I'm on the radio. But
yeah, so I'm not going to say give away too many more because we like to, we like people just to come and discover, see it live happening on the stage. They don't have to have too much information ahead of time.
Cool. All right. We'll leave it at that. Actually, before you go, do you have any Valentine's stories you can share with us? Anything you can leave with us?
Well, would you like to hear my Valentine's story?
Yes.
Well, my husband, Reiner, he's my husband, he actually proposed to me on Valentine's Eve. And that was 27 years ago.
Wow. Did you say yes?
I actually made him wait a little bit.
Nice.
I know. We're talking hours, though, not like days or weeks or anything. And I don't know why I did that. Anyway.
Oh, great. Well, actually, Lauren, who's in the studio here, wants to actually say something really quirky to you. Hold on.
Sure.
Hey, Helen, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
I just got a I just got a message here from my brother, Darcy McNeil.
Really?
He says hello.
Well, hello, Darcy. It's indeed a small world.
Yeah, he's listening right now, so.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, great to know that.
Yeah. Happy, are you having a good Valentine's Day today?
I am. I think in a while we're going to open some champagne, so that'll be that and a homemade Valentine card for my husband. That was...
Okay, we're coming over. The show will be over in 20 minutes, so they come on over anyway.
Well, nice talking to you.
All right, thanks. Take care.
You do. Thanks. Bye now.
Helen Daniels from Arts Connect. We'll give the address on an air later if you want to come over. No, just kidding. All right, so again, take another break on Sound Therapy Radio. Actually, we're going to go to Helen, what's her name? Natalie McMaster, because she's been waiting patiently to be played on CD. Have a listen. Thank you. All right, everybody. Damn. All right, back in studio here with Ryan Fletcher's musical gang of band members who are going to be on the show.
So, for this week, I actually went all around the world, and I was looking for the best music, best musicians in the world, and I found them. And they're going to be on the show tonight. And one of them was a band called Ghostus, and it was real hard to find them because they died. But I went into the paranormal realm, and I found Ghostus. And can you tell us a bit about your sound?
We're a bluesy rock project with a bit of a haunted twist, and tonight we're going to play, our drummer's going to play the cajon, and we have a stand-up bass action going on, so it'll be fun.
Cajon's in action.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. And then everyone was telling me about this guy, Avril, Mike Avril. I was like, do you mean Avril? Mike Avril? And anyway, I still managed to figure out who they were talking about.
I'm sure he gets this all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I never a pun. I never go with it.
Anyway, maybe you could tell us a bit about why you're so famous.
I'm so famous.
Come on the microphone, it'd be great.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently, I have to go to the microphone for the radio show.
Yes.
All right. fame, not so much so much right now, but I love playing music for people. I play what I call inspirational folk salad, which I would consider a blend of a whole mix of styles. But
I'm hungry now.
Overall, pretty positive, and yeah, it fills the belly with goodness.
Nice.
So
that's a good way to do it.
It's good to be here on Valentine's Day.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
So, Mike is being really modest, but one person who's not modest about her fame is Francesca Belcourt. So maybe you can tell us a bit about your music.
You're the best at not being modest. That's awesome.
Where did you get that notion?
In the ocean.
Well, I'm what most people call a singer-songwriter. I play kind of an indie folk music. I basically write children's stories and then make them into songs that are a bit weird.
Yeah. It's good. Very popular with ages 0 to 4. Yeah. I try to hit all age range.
Yeah, there's I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
See, you're on your own on that one. All right. Melody's
That's at
mine.
8 o'clock. Thank you very much,
Jay. Yeah, 12 minutes or less. All right. Hey, get out of our studio.
Fine.
Just decided to say that. Hey, we have some public service announcements over here. So, CGSF Radio 9th Anniversary Party. I swear we look older. But March 2nd, Pat's Pub. That's 403 East Hastings. Doors at 8 p.m. Featuring Synth Kate, the Rad Eye, and the Hoffman Lenses. So, Oh, tickets are $10. So just, and CGSF is an independent community radio station at SFU, promoting local music, news, ideas, and issues with an emphasis on social justice and raising awareness. So that's what we're about, people. And we have some more announcements here.
You want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good evening. This is a public service announcement, and we're promoting the Cedar Hat Project. It runs until March 2012. Interested in starting your own business? If you said yes to the question, then this is for you.
Yes.
The Turtle Island Indigenous Education Corp is helping to sponsor two different programs. Both teach you about owning your own business. See if one fits for you. Learn about business plans, starting principles, and a lot more. You might be eligible for support. Go to turtleislandeducate.com or phone 604-836-9201 for more information. Thank you.
Yeah.
And one more public service announcement. It's the new Japanese art exhibition. Tanugi, all-purpose textile used as scarves, clean cloths, wrapping gifts, and a lot more. In Japanese, tanugi means hand towel. Come out and help celebrate the Year of the Dragon. Visit the Nikki Center to see the over 200 cloths on display. View the many different patterns, colors, and shapes of these textiles. Opening night, it was already on Saturday, January 14th, and it runs until March 24th at the Nikki Museum and Heritage Center, which is at 6688 South Oaks, Crescent, and Burnaby. For more information, you can go to the website of nikkiplace.org.
All right. Congratulations. So, what shall we talk about now? How are we going to do this hug it out thing? So, do we have a location? We're,
art gallery, maybe?
Yeah.
It's always a good place.
Gallery?
Yeah.
Central
Dungeon. Yeah.
I think we should do it, like, somewhere they wouldn't expect it.
Like they wouldn't. Like SkyTrain stations?
Now they're expecting it after we told them.
Like for the art gallery, you know how they have the columns, right?
Yeah.
Because we could get canvases and make it a wraparound canvas, so it looks like there's arms hugging the columns. That could be, we could button canvases up.
Yeah. That could work. I'm thinking we just do it like.
Or just right
where
out on
they
the
would,
street.
Yeah, like. In front of an office building.
We could just pop up everywhere.
Like in the Bentall or like outside the law courts. It's in my mind right now. Just like
that. We're about like 30 minutes at a different location.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
that's
keep
good.
Going all over the place.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like Hug Mafia. Hugger Mafia? Yeah, that'd be cool. It's like, well, actually,
we have to be very polite.
Yeah, we have to be polite. We can't just hug people from
behind.
Well,
that's why you'd have the signs, right? Yeah. Free hug. So free then if they approach you, you're not molested.
I think
whatever.
The Hug Mafia. Because it's the, I like juxtaposing these names. Like, you know. Right. Anyways, that's my thought. How about Kobe?
A hug every time the Lakers score a basket.
Oh my God.
So we gotta wait for the game. The LA love? That's a LA Laker love? Oh, yeah. Oh, 3-pointer. You get another one. Nice. How about you, June? We're now gonna have this consensus about how this is gonna roll. Mm-hmm. So my thing is it has to be in an unexpected place.
Okay.
Because, when you go to the Steps of the Art Gallery,
well,
anything's
yeah,
there's something going on.
Yeah, that's true.
You're entering the zone of creativity.
Yeah.
So.
I think we should just go right in front of retail stores.
Hey!
Like the Bay and the London Drugs.
Yeah.
Wherever.
That's something like near a bus stop. Eh?
Yeah.
How about
and
you?
Be like, you can go shopping or you can get a free hug from us.
There you go.
So what's a better currency?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'll make you feel better?
What if, for timing too, now this is just a thought, but the fireworks. When they do the fireworks downtown, maybe that would be too busy. But I don't know.
You're really culture jamming it like that's pretty bold, eh?
Yeah. We could just crash every holiday.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
Any commercial. Yeah, that's right. Saint we're like, Patrick's, yeah. What would we call ourselves? Well, it'd be the
Holiday Crashers.
Hug Holiday Mafia Crashers. Nice.
You have to put Mafia in
Hug
there.
The Holiday.
Yeah, I think Mafia's got to be in there because, what? The Hug Mafia? Oh man, they got me. It's free, because Mafia, they're always looking for.
They hugged me.
They're always, yeah, exactly. It's like the Soccupy have this other.
I gotta hug someone back or something bad's gonna happen.
Yeah, no, concrete shoes hugs, and you can go the whole Mafia thing, man. I don't know, or like Samurai,
Godfather,
Ninja,
hug Ninja to me.
The Hug Ninjas.
Godfather. Godfather.
We'd have characters.
Do you need a hug?
All right. Well, we're going to play some more Natalie here. Where's the CD? Let's find a song that we like out of there. Because regularly we have a live musician, but didn't all work out. So how about, I don't know, The Butcher's Jig Set. That's a very huggable tune, so here we go. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. I can't hear it in my rabbit ears. Hold on. So, how did you... Oh, what's going on there? We have a show going on. So, any thoughts for, like, for this Valentine's-y thing show?
Can you time out for a second?
Hello, Annie.
Well, thoughts for the end of this session and Valentine's Day. For the rest of the, 5 hours or whatever, 4 hours until Valentine's Day is over. Just give your love to anybody you can give it to and be happy and think of the positive things in life and just have an amazing evening.
Yeah, like life's short. Like I have friends who have family members or that they know it's not much time, so... You know, anybody can go anytime, eh? Yeah. So, I get up. Leroy, Kobe, right?
Yeah, man, just love life, enjoy it, you know? Look at the beauty of nature.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, pretty much spend time with people that you love and care about, and that's, I think, a really big gift for both of you, so.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep.
Mr. Moonchild.
Just make sure to give every person you love a hug. Every single day.
Oh, wow, that's quite a burden. That's a lot of people. I got a Facebooker, and then...
Anyone you see that day,
no,
that you
okay.
love.
Oh, okay. Like,
you,